I'm Mark Franklin, practice leader of a team of professional career counselors at careercycles.com and founder of One Life Tools. I'm pleased to be your host today on Career Buzz, Canada's unique podcast conversation that enriches lives, empowers careers, and energizes organizations. So starting tomorrow and for the whole month of November, Canadians from coast to coast to coast will unite in celebrating the skills of the Canadian workforce. Canada Career Month 2018 will feature events, advocacy initiatives, and online activity aimed squarely at advancing our national focus on skills. Paul Smith is working group chair for Canada Career Month. Paul, welcome to Career Buzz.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
So, let's tell listeners, this day before, it's an auspicious day today on Halloween and tomorrow. What is actually starting tomorrow?
Well, starting tomorrow, we have Canada Career Month, which is a month-long celebration of the whole issue of career development in this country. This year's theme is I Know I Can Because, and we are focusing in on how people have skills that they've acquired through any number of ways that they can bring to bear and help solve challenges in the workforce and to make Canada's labor market more complete than it already is.
Right on. And you just hinted at this idea of skills and the I Know I Can Because theme. So, and so many Canadians don't really get that these skills that they've developed in one place, at one job, or even in a college or university program can transfer to other places. Why is this important now?
That's a really great question, Mark. Thank you. It's particularly important now because we are facing in this country some really interesting challenges around labor market development. We're looking at some demographic challenges. Boomers are coming of an age that a lot of them are going to be retiring, if not entirely out of the workforce, certainly looking to downsize their careers, perhaps. We're starting to see it happening already. And the generations that have come behind are simply not as large. So we simply do not have as many people coming into the workforce as we have leaving it. The one thing that is sort of helping offset that is immigration, is new Canadians. But again, we have with new Canadians, we often have another set of skills challenges because the learning and the credentials they've acquired elsewhere may not align entirely with the Canadian experience and need some interpretation. So that's one of the big reasons. It's just that there's a lot of people with skills who are going to be leaving out of the workforce, leaving the labor market, and a bunch of other people who are coming in to replace them. And we need to make sure that we close any gap that exists as quickly as we can, because every gap is lost productivity.
Right on. And even moving forward, in addition to retirement of baby boomers, immigration, I think everybody is looking forward with some degree of trepidation. We hear the robots are coming to take our jobs,
right?
And artificial intelligence. And, what's clear, at least, we may not know what those jobs are coming down the road, but at least we see that there will be changes and probably more frequent changes than ever required. And I think, this is another aspect of the coming world of work. So how do we connect the dots between the I Know I Can Because and the skills, and then this to maybe assuage the future fears?
We need for people to understand that there are many ways that you can acquire skills that will contribute to your viability as a member of the workforce. You mentioned college and university learning. Absolutely, higher education credentials are a way that serves people very effectively, because people, employers, industries kind of understand what those are. But people also have a complex and comprehensive set of skills that they can acquire either while in school but not in class, or through other things that they've done in their life. And a lot of those skills are sometimes what are called soft skills, or they might be other terms include essential employability skills, transferable skills. These are the things that people learn when they are working with other people. These are the things that the people learn as they grow older and start reflecting and begin to see how one experience connects to another. These are important assets. These are marvelous attributes that people have. The challenge is they're not as easily defined as what a college or university credential looks like.
Right on. And I've been taken to using the term power skills, Paul. I don't know.
That's a good one.
I've been using that wherever I can because I think it's unhelpful. The soft skills word doesn't really serve us when these are really, when it comes down to it, the skills that employers want. And just to name some of them, things like presentation skills, verbal communication, analysis, writing. Hard skills we can learn, and they come and go and they become obsolete, but it's these power skills that seem to be the answer to staying resilient in the coming changes in the world of work that we see coming pretty soon. So hence the link back to Canada Career Month. What can listeners do? What is it that listeners might engage in as part of Canada Career Month?
Well, there's all kinds of things that they can do. And perhaps the best way I can answer this, Mark, is by asking people to visit the Canada Career Month website. And when they go there, what they will see is a list of events that are happening across the country that are related to career development. And they can have a look at those lists and see what's happening that might be happening near them that they would be able to go partake in or learn from. And very simple URL for this website. It's just careermonth.ca.
Right on. And so we have a lot of listeners of Career Buzz just in the Greater Toronto area. So I know there are events here in the GTA, and I had even mentioned some. We're in on it. And full disclosure, Paul, you and I are on that working group together to do the outreach and advocacy and really get the word out through this nonprofit organization, we should say, the Canadian Council for Career Development. 3cd.ca. And so there are events not only in the Greater Toronto area for listeners who are in this area, but we have listeners across Canada and in the U.S. And we should also say in the U.S., the first week of November is actually Career Week in the U.S. also. And I know NCDA, their National Career Development Association, has some things and events and opportunities. So U.S. listeners should go and check out NCDA website and find out about, I think it's just simply called Career Week in the U.S. We've expanded it here in Canada. We're so into it, we made it a whole month.
And I think we needed to. We are looking at the business end of a pretty significant skills gap in Canada, and we need to do a lot more work to help people transition most effectively into the best career.
And in addition to the careermonth.ca website that you mentioned, we're also looking at this other kind of way to bring to life the I Know I Can Because theme. So listeners might check out iknowicanbecause.com. What do they find there? What's the difference between that and Canada Career Month?
One feeds the other. The I Know I Can Because .com site is connected to our Canada Career Month promotion activities, but it focuses in a little bit more closely on the narrative of I Know I Can Because. What we're looking for people to do there is to reflect on how things they've done in the past have taught them skills that they feel confident using now. So off the top of my head, if you've got somebody who perhaps has been involved in a community organization, has helped run events for a community charity, they might go in and reflect on how I know I can manage an event because I've done it with the group that I volunteer with. And what we're encouraging here is a reflection of, this isn't hypothetical, this is not theoretical, this is, you know, you can do this because you've done it. And that certainty adds a strength to people as they're thinking about what they might do with their own careers.
In addition to the I Know I Can Because .com site, Paul, where people can go and, you know, you can kind of type in, as you were just saying, the kind of the micro narrative of using your skills in different areas. There's also this notion of Career Month champions. So what is that all about?
We've been looking for and identifying and pulling together a group of Career Month champions. These are people who understand the importance of career development, who get that we need to help the Canadian population to be, I like your word, resilient, to develop their resilience and their power skills. I'll use that as well. I'll borrow that as well. And these are people who are in positions of influence, who are people who are thought leaders who have things to contribute, but who are not actually working in career development. So they're allies. They're people who have heard the message, get the message, and they're helping us get the word out.
If listeners are saying to themselves, wow, that sounds kind of cool. Maybe I'm working in an organization and, you know, I've been thinking about my own career path within this organization. What do they do? What would happen if somebody listening wanted to kind of get involved as a champion?
Well, they go to the website and there will be an opportunity for them to click in and share their narrative. That is, it's not a lot of work. We're just asking for them to drop in a couple of words, and that contributes to the story. But there's also places, there's links there where they can contact us and reach out and express their interest, and we'd love to hear from them.
So yeah, if you're interested in being a champion, it's not too much work, and you could, I think it's an interesting opportunity for people to get the word out within their network of friends or coworkers if you're working at an organization to do that.
Absolutely.
And so, Paul, you're involved in this. It's a volunteer gig. Just to reflect a bit on your role, what makes you want to volunteer and be part of this whole thing?
I've been involved working around career development for longer than I'll care to say. But I think it's really important that people who can contribute to this discussion, or that people who are on the other side of the table, the people who are looking to maximize their own potential in career, that we all work together, because you said it earlier, Mark, we are in a time, very interesting time in the labor market in this country. We're facing a set of challenges that I think are rare, if not unique. And the capacity to meet those challenges is really coming to an all hands on deck situation. We need to understand what the changing workforce is going to look like, or else we may find ourselves falling behind. And if that happens, then nobody is going to be able to benefit from the change that's coming. I think back to, there have been times like this before, and give you know your listeners a context of where I put this. People say that we are in an information revolution. Yeah, we probably are. I've done some reading, done some background research, and it feels a little bit like we might be seeing some parallels to things that were happening during the Industrial Revolution. Things are changing that fundamentally. Now, the Industrial Revolution caused some turmoil and some chaos while it was happening, but afterwards, generally, those who were working, those who were taking part in those economies that benefited from the Industrial Revolution were better off. That's, I think, what our long-term plan should be. We need to help people prepare and get ready for that, for the longer-term benefit, but there's going to be some short-term chaos while we're working through it. And I think that's where we are right now, is in the chaos. I'd like to help solve that chaos to the extent that I can.
Nice. I like the way you kind of connected the dots from something really huge, like a big, huge pattern in our economy and workforce, down to, you know, what every individual person can do to make a difference. You're making a difference. And just a plug for volunteering as a form of career development. I know many people do volunteer, and sometimes they do it for altruistic reasons. And if you were just to say a couple of things about how volunteering, maybe with this working group, Paul, or other volunteer gigs that you've done, how does volunteering help in your career development?
Volunteering helps in career development, Mark, because you have an opportunity. I think the most important thing, it helps in so many ways, but the most important thing, it's by volunteering, you connect with a group of people that you might not otherwise have reason or means to connect with. And there's the saying, forgive me if it's become cliche, but your net worth is your network. And I think from working on this group with yourself and our colleagues, I get to work alongside great people who are dedicated and who are looking to solve the same problems I'm looking to solve. But from those conversations also come other opportunities to grow, to learn, to contribute, to work together. That's really, really, really the secret to it. Because even in an age of social media where we think we're exposed to everything that we might possibly conceivably be able to think about. There's still more that can happen when you work with people on a project that you have a joint interest in.
Right on. Good note to end on, Paul. I think that's a good plug for everybody to get out and volunteer and develop their networks and develop those power skills that we talked about.
Yes, and I love that phrase. Absolutely.
There you go. Paul Smith, thanks so much for joining us here and telling us about Canada Career Month on Career Buzz. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Mark. All the best.
Thank you for listening to the Career Buzz podcast. Find us on iTunes or visit careercycles.com/radio to subscribe and download past episodes. Get inspiring career stories full of twists and turns, actionable ideas from career experts, and new ideas to empower your own career in life.